de Bundespolizei en de Nederlandse marechaussee zorgen ervoor dat teruggebrachte mensen nu op plekken met openbaar vervoer worden afgezet. Vorig jaar werden bij grenscontroles honderden migranten zonder geldige papieren gewoon op straat gezet en dat zorgde voor onveiligheidsgevoelens. Nederland voert sinds december vorig jaar zelf extra grenscontroles uit en verlengt die tot medio volgend jaar. Drie mannen zijn veroordeeld tot bijna 8 en bijna 7 jaar cel voor de geweldsgolf in Purmerend en Middenbeemster in 2023. 6 andere verdachten van rivaliserende jeugdbendes kregen ook gevangenisstraffen. In april 2023 vonden meerdere schietpartijen en ontploffingen plaats na een ruzie bij een woning. De rechtbank rekent het de daders zwaar aan dat er veel angst in de woonwijken is gezaaid. De rechtszaak werd in 2 aparte rechtbanken gevoerd om de bendes gescheiden te kunnen houden. De dienst Justitiële Inrichtingen zegt zich nu te richten op het herstellen van de rust in de gevangenis van Vught, waar een gijzeling van 2 medewerkers werd beëindigd. Die 2 gegijzelden zijn ongedeerd en een verdachte is aangehouden. De dienst wil niet bevestigen dat het om Corné H. gaat, die vorig jaar in een café al 4 mensen gijzelde, zoals veel media al melden. G. zit in Vught om die reden een celstraf uit. De politie doet ter plaatse onderzoek, over de toedracht wordt niets gezegd. En de vermiste penning van de ambtsketen van de burgemeester van het Zeeuwse Middelburg is weer teruggevonden. Burgemeester van Maastricht verloor het sieraad begin november tijdens een fietstocht na een uitreiking. De penning werd toevallig ontdekt op een fietspad. Een Middelburger herkende het voorwerp na contact met een raadslid en gaf het terug aan de burgemeester. Die is dolblij dat de penning weer terecht is. Het stuk is wel licht beschadigd en wordt nu gerepareerd en steviger bevestigd. Het weer grijs en droog met tegen middernacht wat regen in het zuidwesten. Vannacht zijn er her en der buien bij een graad of 4 en een matige zuiden tot zuidoostenwind. Morgen wordt het grijs met af en toe regen bij 7 tot 11 graden. Tot zover het radionieuws.
Op zoek naar een meubel op maat? Veno Interieur maakt op basis van uw wensen een mooi kwalitatief meubel op maat. Maatwerk van Veno is dé oplossing om uw meubels helemaal naar uw eigen smaak samen te stellen. Tafels, bureaus en kasten voor in de keuken, badkamer of woonkamer. Van klassiek tot modern. En alles wat daartussen ligt. Op basis van onze jarenlange ervaring adviseren wij u graag. Veno Interieur, de specialist in maatwerkmeubels.
Hardlopen? Pluto Sport. Schoenen, kleding en accessoires? Pluto Sport. Essex, Nike en Brooks? Pluto Sport. Pluto Sport, dat is makkelijk scoren.
Dit is Lansingerland FM. De beste mix van lokaal nieuws, cultuur en de lekkerste muziek. Adverteren bij RTV Lansingerland. Op tv, de radio of op de website? Dat kan. Wekelijks bereiken wij Lansingerland met onze programma's. Meer informatie? Neem contact op via reclame@rtvlansingerland.nl.
Hell of a ride.
You will never feel the same again.
Transform your state of mind. It's time for trance. So wake up, dance.
And welcome back to a brand new episode of Time for Trance. Welcome, Charlie. Hello, all the way in the back. She promised us that she's going to sing along because she has all a vocal trance. And a special guest in the studio, all the way from Mexico. Woo! Welcome, Diana. Hi.
Hello, everyone.
How was your flight?
It was just a kind of messy, but I'm here. That is the important thing.
A kind of messy?
Yes.
It's just a long flight, right?
Yeah, you know, at the first time we just going to arrive to Munich and then just make a connection to Madrid and just stay there for 2-3 days and then just fly, yeah, for here to Madrid to Lisboa and Lisboa to Amsterdam.
I think we're going to go to the music.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, music!
lost in a crowded room, losing myself with you.
I'm holding on you.
Lost in Echoes by Kano and Derek Ryan from his new album from Kano. So, Diana Gill, welcome to the studio.
Oh.
All the way from Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah.
So far, far away.
Yeah. So far from home.
Yeah.
Hey, for those that don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself. How and when did you start DJing and producing?
Sure, I started DJing and producing, well, DJ around 6 years ago. Yeah, producing 2 years and a half. My first release was on Manson. This is an original mix in D-Max recording. This is also a trans label. This is really interesting because basically I was looking for do something different on my life, right? I was saying I need to find it a purpose. I feel like I'm lost in a whole ocean and I need to find it a purpose. And when I just start to go into the Paris, I said I wanted to learn to do that. I need to do that. Yeah, and then I just started just to get along with people that DJs, right? And just started, how does this work, this and this and this and this, like a little child, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so they just start me, yeah, just saying this and this and this. Yeah, but basically all the knowledge is from experience, at least for myself, mm-hmm. Yeah, and just taking videos for me and just watching me and just listening to other DJs and just analyzing and thinking and also being on tutorials and YouTube and just listen and listen and listen. You know, what I always can say is that the eyes can lie, but your ears will never lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, right. So you didn't have a music education or anything?
For the mixing, no.
No.
No, for the producing, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my husband that is currently here. His name is Alan Santi. He's around 12 years of producing. Okay. Yeah. So so he teach me how to produce. Yeah. And I really thank you.
Yeah.
For that, open that window for my life, right? Because mixing, it's really cool. I mean, it's you know, it's a way that you can just make the people and the crowd just feel excited and just into a history and just bring into another places and other moments, yeah, and full cool. On ecstasy.
But yep.
but the window behind the producing is totally different, yeah. It's you need to create the magic, the initiate that and just to put it there. And also for me it's really interesting to create images into music, right? So I have this like this original mix that Shimmering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Shimmer. Yeah, and it's because on honor of my cat that has left this world the last year. Yeah, his name was Raul. Yeah, her eyes was blue eyes, right? And this song, it's basically like, sorry, it's I'm making
yeah,
a little
no,
bit go, sentimental right
take
now.
Your time, take but, your time, I understand.
But you know, when the water's just in the beach, just moving down, and the sun, it's out there, yeah? It's like shining,
yeah?
Yeah, it's like shimmering.
Yeah.
So that is the emotion, that is the feeling that I wanted, yeah, to just pass with that music.
With that music,
with
yeah. Okay,
yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you worked on the World album together with Izzy, who's sitting next to you, which is a project with all these international artists.
Yes.
Your track on there was Bassquake.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that
the
track?
Bassquake. Yeah, Bassquake. It has it's the last release that I have just shared with the people. It's a really interesting story behind because it's a mix behind a Manson, because Manson is more like techy, like tech trance, and also it's like involving something like Shimmering. So if I'm just mixed and create a new baby, yeah. But it has three layers for the bassline. So this is basically the name of behind the bass week.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I like these tracks that has like. Bittersweet, that it's like, oh, I'm going to dance really hard, but also I'm in the drop, I'm just going to go away everything and just enjoy the world and enjoy the people that it's around me. So it's basically that I wanted to
cool.
do with that.
Yeah. Okay. Besides DJing, we saw that you brought it with you. Do you play the violin? Do you use it in your sets more often?
I create, I do the works, for some of the songs that I have not created an original mix yet. It's one of my projects, but currently I'm working in the remixes that I'm taking. For example, for Hans Zimmer, I love the music for Hans Zimmer. It's really another experience for me. So, for example, I have the remix for Time, I have the remix for Stay. And I'm taking that melodies and put it into the way that I wanted it in trance. And this is the interesting part, that maybe it could be the same melody, or not, because you can use that the theory musical behind that, and you make another melody that it could be glitching with that, it could not be glitching.
Okay, so in the next hour we're gonna listen to violin.
The last one, it's the remix for Stay, and it's work, it's a remix that I have done. It's interesting here that just wanted to mention that I'm not an expert, if you ask me. I'm an amateur also, but I'm trying to explore that feeling and that point of make music and transfer that feeling to the other people. So I really want to thank you, to my teachers. It's Ana Martinez in Mexico, in Querétaro, and also Gennaro, who basically has taught me everything about the music behind and the theory, and also about the instrument. I
hope she's listening, and otherwise we'll send her the tape.
I think so, but if not, I will send this.
We'll send her the tape. So on social media, we see that you play different styles of music, trance, house. Can you tell us a little bit, what is your favorite?
This
or
is really
you don't
sad,
have any?
Guys. I was talking yesterday with Iris Izzy, that sometimes in Mexico, not sure how things are, because we were just discussing, but in Mexico, in the clubs, they are saying, oh, trance, oh no, we don't want trance, we only like techno and house. Do you know how to play? Okay, yes, I can do it. Okay, so I just like a little lie, because I just selling like sometimes, if it's needed, I'm playing house, and then I'm just going to put progressive trance.
A little bit in there, bit by bit.
And the people will just enjoy that, because the great music is the great music. It doesn't matter the tax behind that.
People don't know they like trance, but often they do.
They love it.
Because it has emotions. It has melody, which house does not.
Yes, absolutely. the trance has soul. It's music with soul.
Right. So is there any festival in the world where you would want to DJ?
This is also a really good question. I'm not chasing the fame, I'm not chasing the money, I'm just chasing the beauty behind the music. So if you ask me, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter to me. Because it doesn't matter if it's one person there that it's really enjoying the music, or thousands or millions, hundreds, whatever, So it's okay for me. Whatever, the people just enjoy the music and just make a great listen, it's okay for me.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm just going to stop there and make just a small parenthesis, because that brings to me right now and my memories, the last 8th of March, that is the National Women's Day, I was just playing in Mexico for, it was hundreds of women. They even know me, even know the trance, and I just make them just jump.
Dance and jump.
And dance, and just exciting, and just singing, because, that's the
magic. Yeah, it's a great feeling.
So
yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter if it's a festival, if you are just making the people just getting engaged and just being in that moment, it's an important thing.
Yeah, I totally understand. I dig it. Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
So is there any producer that you would really like to do a collab with on your wish list?
Yeah, easy.
It's probably it's probably in the works already. Talk to us about it, Izzy.
We we have a week together, so so maybe we should make it work. Yes, we will.
It's enough to finish a track.
Yeah, of course. We will.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't matter who it's behind that music. For me, really important, at least for me, it's that the people who is making the music, is producing the music, it's having something to tell to the others. Yes, I really believe in the power of music to heal. I really believe in the power of music to make things different. And yeah, maybe I'm a dreamer.
Well, that fits perfect with trance. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Very last question.
Okay.
Are you ready to play next week on Izzy's party?
Yes, I'm so ready. You know, I have a main folder, but also some subfolders. It depends on how the things are going on. I'm just going to present absolutely the Manson, the Scheimer in the Past Quake, and also some collabs for a Mexican college. Yeah, I'm going to present something from my husband. He has worked on a remix for Pésame Mucho. This is a production for the Mexican song. Yeah, have you heard?
Yeah.
It's really Bésame. I know. Mucho.
I'm old. I know these songs.
Yeah. Okay. But at the end, also, I'm going to bring some music from Jorge Caballero. He's one of my best friends. Yeah, and I really like to encourage people to continue doing music, because you know we need the art. We need the art for being keeping alive. You know, it couldn't be the same. And also, let's see what other surprises we can bring on. Yeah.
I'm gonna divert from the script, which Izzy doesn't like. So I have another question.
Sure. Is
I'm sorry, no. Charlie doesn't like.
I'm what? I don't know how.
Yeah. No, is Mexico a trans loving country, or becoming a trans loving country? Or
it's an interesting question, because
I see Alan Watts going there all the time.
You know. Okay.
What? His girlfriend is Mexican.
Yeah, well, I guess he has the gigs for it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. So this is interesting question, because currently there is a label that basically is working on bringing trans events into Mexico. And I do appreciate the opportunity that Natia Kate has just bring for Chantayas, because yeah. I basically took in that event. Yeah. Besides that, we have another persons that are working on that, but I think that it's a bittersweet ride, because the local people are not supporting to the local ones. So it's a shame, because at the end in this world you never know who is going to say come on, and if you think that always, and that is true. Some of the, I don't want to name anyone, but at least some of the colleagues that I know, they are saying, if you are not bringing something to me, I'm not going to help you. Yeah, and okay, I'm going to keep going. But
the music industry can be toxic. Yes.
So it's Mexico. It's a trans lover. It depends. If this is a headliner, yes. If not. Sometimes not everyone, but most of the people that are just giving you the back.
I guess this is your mission for for Mexico, trans in Mexico.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. You know, I'm here for the music, despite if I'm going or coming from anywhere of the world.
Okay. On that note, back to the music.
took you so long. Feels like I've known you for all my life. Tell me where you've been on my lonely nights. You're just what I've been waiting on. But what took you so long? Looking at you now thinking what the hell. Can't imagine me with somebody else. Wanna spin you all alone. What took you so long?
So, Diana.
Okay.
Tough choices.
Tough
choices. Okay. DJing or playing the violin?
Playing the violin.
DJing or producing music?
Producing music.
More gigs, more productions?
More productions, absolutely.
More gigs or more followers on social media?
It doesn't matter.
I need one answer.
Yeah, okay. So, more gigs.
More gigs. Trance or house?
Absolutely trance.
Playing at a big festival? I think I know this one. Or playing at an intimate club night?
It doesn't matter.
I need one answer.
I need one. Okay. So, it's a private party.
Okay. Mexico or the rest of the world?
Oh, no. Please don't kill me to choose because I love Mexican food.
So I guess it's Mexico.
Yes.
Okay.
Always on my heart.
Back to the music. Thank you. We'll be hearing from Diana in the hour two.
Yeah,
back to
I just wanted to say something before we just go.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you also for all the people that is behind for this right now. Absolutely easy that it's here right now. Also my husband, and also all the team for Transcendence, that it's Zuli Moreno, Viviana, Alan and me. We are just the four of the team. And thank you for everyone that has just keep just shining on this, little lady that's trying to make music. Yeah, thank you from the heart.
No problem. You're more than welcome.
Time to change.
And while they're doing a dance here in the studio, what's it called, the dance?
Macarena.
Oh, it's the Macarena. Oh, no. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Diana Gill live here in the studio. Thanks for listening. And thanks, Charlie, for your wonderful set and all the singing and dancing. Woohoo!
Ewald van Liemt met het radionieuws. Er komen duidelijkere regels voor bijbanen van koninklijke familieleden na de affaire Laurentien.